Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the second guest show, Mike Dottillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. I'm going to take Big John. Big John, before you start, I want to thank you because I know you've helped organize this Veterans Day Parade for I don't remember how many years. I know it's been 3 to 4. And listen, that takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And so I want to thank you for doing that for this community to honor the veterans, because I know if my dad was alive, he would love to see that, that those guys are getting recognition even at their age.
Guys, thank you very much, and a very happy Veterans Day back. And I could not have done it without the help of a very dedicated group of people as well. And your dad would have loved it. And every veteran who participated in it on Saturday absolutely enjoyed themselves, and the veterans that just came out to watch, it was nice for them too. And you know, next year, of course, I'm like, you got to be in this because this is for you as much as anything. And you know, my mantra is always, every day should be Veterans Day, every day should be Armed Services Day, and every day should be Memorial Day. But at least we have one day where we can dedicate ourselves to remembering what these guys did for us, and why we can watch a sport like football and say the things we say and worship where we want and hold the opinions that we do simply because they were on duty and they did the job that they could do.
I agree with you, Big John, 100%. Now let's get to the other things in life. Talk to us about Saints.
Well, you know, guys, for the first time in 7 weeks, I can say hail to the mighty Saints. And that's a big relief. And, you know, I'm sure everybody in the Houdat Nation is feeling the big relief. Of course, it didn't come easy. And poor Alvin, as great a player as he is and as dedicated and everything, and poor fella just dropped that pass. And I'm sure that everybody in New Orleans just had a big collective groan like, here we go again. But you know, you got to hand it to the Saints defense for stepping up and doing what it was necessary to win, because it looked at times as if they were still having some of the same troubles and some of the same issues with tackling and being in the right place. But you know, you got to take your hat off to Coach Rizzi, who went in and he changed a whole lot of things in the locker room. He did all the things that a coach needs to do to let people know that you know, we're moving in a different direction. And I think that the, you know, you can say all you want about his face after the block kick. You can say all you want about, you know, Derek Carr deciding to go long on occasion and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you know, showing up and, you know, being a 10-year veteran and just playing like he's got a new life in him. But I really think that the number one thing that the Saints did, and that is, you know, Joe Wood going to man-to-man defense early in the game. It was like letting the Falcons know that they were there to play that day and knocking them in the mouth and being, you know, playing man-to-man coverage, playing tight. I think that really set the tone for the entire football game.
Well, you know, Big John, I think, and DeMario Davis said this, that you look at a number of games, how they unfold, and we take pride in the defense. That to me, if we're winning going into the fourth quarter, or we have a lead in the fourth quarter, that we have to be able to finish and win the game. You know, not like, because how do you close out? You know, look at the last possession. just think about how you feel about yourself. I'm not talking about like the Chiefs and games like, oh, well, no, we weren't going to win that game. But look at the fine, thin line, how we lost to the Eagles, how we lost to the Falcons the first time. So then you look at your overall record. There's always going to be two or three. And so we pride ourselves on our defense. So DeMario was saying, no, if we have the lead going in the fourth quarter, we got to close, seal the deal. We cannot lose those type games. So I think going forward, whether it's against Cleveland or the Rams now, if we're in a shootout, have to play catch up, I think that doesn't bode well.
If you're in a shootout against the Rams, you got
shot. Yeah, yeah, what I'm saying, but what if we, DeMario is saying, like, what if we in the going into the fourth quarter and we winning? He's taking the approach, we got to be able to close this out and win from a defensive perspective. Not even putting on Derek Carr in the office, what are they going to do? But if we're winning in the fourth quarter, the defense has to be able to close it out. Because if you look at that Eagles game.
Hey, you had them.
They needed a touchdown, not a field goal and all that. Like, well, what the hell happened? We ran into each other. Then I look at Atlanta. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Look, this type of game with Koo making the kick. But I think where we've been structured, and I'm talking about Dennis Allen and Coach Woods and all, as the same players, how they've been instructed to have that maybe the strength of our team, that if we're winning in the fourth quarter, we got to close it out. We got to win. So I don't care if we're playing the Browns, Rams, Giants, Raiders, whoever we're playing. If we're winning in the fourth quarter and we're not in a shootout game or, you know, we're way behind and all, then that's not the way we structure. But if we're winning in the fourth quarter, I agree with DeMario Davis, we should win those kind of games.
Guys, just think about it. And it's a small sample size. This is Peyton Turner's best game he ever played as a Saint.
Without a doubt.
Okay, it's a small sample because he's always hurt, but he really stepped up yesterday.
Well, he looked like
a guy stepping up.
He looked like a first-round draft pick. Now, can you do this for a month? He had four total tackles. He had a sack. He had two quarterback hurries. He had a tackle for loss, a pass defended. He forced a fumble.
That's what you want out of him.
Yeah, how about you do that for a month? Not like, okay, I play one game and I'm going to play around Christmas again. You know, I'm going to be ready then.
I'm going to give you all a present. Right?
No, so it's like Peyton Turner has the ability. So you can see the flash is very similar to Marcus Davenport, but you got to be available considering what we have invested in you to do this. Not only one game, but how do you do it a handful of games or at least for a month going forward.
Big John?
Yeah, guys, look, the thing is that success breeds its own momentum. And you can see that with what happened with Detroit. I mean, you know, a good team is going to have the breaks. And the Saints, showing what Peyton Turner does, now what he needs to do is he needs to build off of that. And the more success you have, the healthier you tend to be, and the more dedicated you tend to be.
Yeah, I heard Dan Campbell talk this morning. And he was talking about, you know, I've never been a big believer in momentum. What I'm a big believer in, and I agree with him, confidence. We've been through this. We've been through a lot of difficult situations. Now, he said, we hadn't been through that situation that we had last night. But he said, you know, we had confidence. Once we got things started, hey, we were going to finish it. I think confidence that you can do it. Man goes a long way with it.
And you know what, Big John and Mike, you know who also had a Peyton Turner-type game? Because we were bragging on him in training camp. When they went Irvine, it's Chase Young.
Yeah.
Chase Young ends up with a sack, two quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss, also had a forced fumble. So you look at Chase Young. Now, he wants to get paid. I don't think he's on pace to get double-digit sacks where he's at. But he had the kind of game. Chase Young and Peyton Turner had the games that the organization expects from them. You know who's under the radar and who stepped up? Now, you know, so we don't have our depth. The other team's depth's better than our depth. Ugo Amadi, you can't miss him, number zero. Number zero, Ugo Amadi had 9 unassisted tackles, 3 tackles for loss, a pass defended. Here's a safety who has the ability to play nickel corner on the slot, and Mike, but he's a safety. So look at Ugo Amadi, because Alante Taylor, we got to move him outside because Lattimore's no longer here. Paulson and Debo's not there. So we got Alante Taylor on the outside. And Ugo Amadi, you know what, that's a pro right there based on accepting the challenge and producing.
Thank you so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.